Hello and welcome. This is Radio Jordan 96.3 FM broadcasting from Amman. As part of Radio Jordan's coverage regarding the Turkish presidential election, today we have with us Dr. Oktar Bubna to tell us in detail about the Turkish presidential election. First of all, we would like to know how will the role of the presidency change after the polls?
Thank you very much for having me. My name is Oktar Bubun. I'm a medical doctor from Turkey, and I represent Mr. Adnan Oktar and our salam, Mr. Adnan Oktar's salam to our all our Jordanian brothers and sisters. As you know, there are elections tomorrow, and these elections are particularly important because after tomorrow, completely new political system will be introduced to the country. There are also important changes in the election system. This is a new presidential system for Turkey. There is no federation, but it's a peculiar presidential system for Turkey. There are also important changes in this election system. The most important one is that it allows parties to cooperate before elections, and which we see in many countries, with some changes, of course, with minor differences. However, it is new for Turkey. It will allow smaller parties in the alliance to enter the parliament. This is crucial because as there is a 10% election threshold in Turkey, and many people fear that the system won't allow anyone, everyone, to be represented in the parliament. So this with this alliance system, in this new election, new political election system, there will not be such a problem. Even the smaller parties will be able to enter the parliament. Also, the new system will not include prime ministry. The president will appoint the council of ministers, including ministers and deputy ministers, and ministers will not be parliament members. They will be from outside of the parliament, and so they have to resign first. If they are a member of parliament, they have to resign first. In this system, which is a type of presidential system, there will be no coalition governments because before 2002, Turkey suffered from many times from the coalitions, economically and politically. So the new system promises to put an end to the instability that comes with the coalition governments. So again, this is a completely new system for Turkey.
And how would presidential candidate Recep Tayyip Erdogan cope if failed to secure a parliamentary majority in today's elections? Could we see a formation of a coalition, for example?
Well, after the elections, there is a possibility, of course, that the party of the president and a majority party in the parliament will be different. This is always possible. If that happens, the opposition might lock the system and trigger a new crisis. This might lead to a new crisis. However, there are also ways to bypass such crisis. If the president and the parliament fail to agree on a point and cannot work reasonably, which is possible, both the parliament and the president can call for snap elections. But this can only happen for two times. The new system will also bring a plural democratic model, which mechanisms in place to avoid a dictatorship to form. For instance, the system will be based on the principle of separation of powers, and the terms of running the office will be limited, and the president can be sued and brought to court. As I said, the president will have only two rights to be in the office, and if a snap election is called, one right will be lost, and this can happen only two times. And because of this, I don't think there will be any coalition, because politically and logically, if you look in the opposition and the two alliances on two sides, there won't be any coalition, and which doesn't look like possible.
Muharrem İnce, presidential candidate and one of the main opposition, as we know, he said 2 days ago that he will remove the state of emergency and send 4 million Syrians back to Syria with celebrations. If he wins the upcoming presidential election in Turkey, what are Muharrem İnce's chances of winning the Turkish election? And could he secure over 50% of the votes?
First of all, according to the polls, it doesn't look like he will secure over 50% of the votes, Muharrem İnce. And also, you talked about the state of emergency. First of all, President Erdogan also announced that after the elections, the state of emergency would be lifted. That is his statement, President Erdogan's statement. The opposition also claims that many of the AK Party's projects are unnecessary, even wasteful. They claim that if they win the elections, they will either stop or even destroy those projects. But this generates, of course, a reaction from the people. They should come up with new projects, but they say if they win, they will either stop or destroy those projects. And CHP candidate, Muharrem People's Public Party, Muharrem İnce claims that if he wins the elections, he will not use the presidential palace, for example. He also doesn't approve of the new system and promises to go back to the parliamentary system if he is elected. Well, opposition parties, particularly CHP, object to the privatization of public institutions and promise to take measures to make distribution of income more equitable. But they also say, the opposition, that there will also be radical changes to Turkish foreign policy. As you mentioned, for example, they will say they will send back 3.5 million Syrian refugees. But these people, our brothers and sisters from Syria, they came to Turkey, they seek they refuge to Turkey because there was an unstable and they unstable environment in Syria, as everybody knows, and they their lives were under threat, and not to be murdered, they came to Turkey. So how can we possibly send these people, innocent people, our brothers and sisters, back to Syria? Because that's not human, that's immoral, that's not Muslim. That this will not be Muslim, because these people, if they go back, they might get murdered, their houses are destroyed, they don't have any financial income, they lost their jobs. There is no way for these people to live in Syria, unless, of course, the security is provided and the war is stopped. But there is no situation right now. So, and these are, of course, reasons that I briefly talked about that make people wary and anxious of an opposition victory. If they win, people think they are anxious what's going to happen. Well, even with such difficulties, Turkey is the most important democracy in the region. We are not an AKP fan. We are not a party fan. And but AKP, of course, we talk about Mr. Erdogan's party, and there's also the Republican People's Party, and there are some other parties in the alliances, especially, and. Of course, there's also Nationalist Movement Party and the Great Unity Party. So what the Turkish, if there will be an instability in Turkey after after these elections, of course, this will not be good for any country in the region. There is turmoil, there's problems, internal conflicts in the Middle East. Well, Turkey is the most important democracy in the region for sure. No matter what the outcome is, a stronger Turkey will be in the best interests of everyone. So it is necessary for everyone, Turkey, to be stable. Should Turkey's democracy and economy begin to fail, the troubles of the Middle East will definitely only get worse. For this reason, it is crucial that a strong Turkey is the result of this election.
At the end of the interview, I would like to thank Dr. Oktar Bubna for his insights regarding the Turkish presidential election. Thank you so much, sir.
And thank you very much for having me.